Hello to all friends and fans of the pulp, paper and bioproducts industries. Welcome to our exciting Spectrum podcast, where today we will focus on continuous cooking and the fiber line, two of the most complex and cost-intensive areas of a pulp mill. We will explore how Andritz automation, advanced measurements, analyzers, advanced process controls and digital twins are helping pulp producers increase stability, improve yield and significantly reduce costs in chemical consumption. I am Mark Rushton and I will be your host. Cooking and the fiber line process are a bit like conducting an orchestra. Dozens of variables must work in perfect harmony. Chip quality, liquor composition, time, temperature, washing efficiency, and bleaching stages all interact to make the final product. Traditionally, long manual test delays, raw material variability, and limited online measurements forced mills to operate conservatively. Today, digitalization allows mills to replace guesswork with continuous data-driven optimization. Andritz addresses these challenges with a total automation and digitization portfolio for continuous cooking and fiberline, combining PulpEye fiber properties, analyzer, smart chip level measurement, and the Andritz advanced process controls, as well as the Andritz digital twins. Together, this solution upgrades the cooking and fiber line by stable, optimized, and increasingly autonomous operations. To explore how these solutions translate into measurable value for pulp producers, I'm delighted to be joined today by John Watkins, Product Sales Manager, Analyzers and Advanced Process Control at Andritz. Welcome, John. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here to talk about some of Andritz automation and digitalization solutions. So let's get into it.
Excellent. Yes. So let's dive straight in. What are the main challenges pulp mills face in cooking and the fiber line today?
Well, there's a number of challenges that come to mind. And I would say the first challenge for pulp mills today is variability. So the fiber line and pulping is a continuous process. It is not a discrete process like making a widget. You know, like an example might be an automobile part where you can actually shut down the production line and fix the quality input or fix the defect. You cannot do that in pulping. The process never shuts down. And you're constantly having to deal with variability in the raw materials, such as your wood. It's constantly changing depending on the age of the wood chips or where they come from. You're going to have changes in your chemical inputs. The strength of your cooking chemicals may change throughout the day. And you're going to have frequent process upsets. You know, a piece of equipment may go down that shuts down part of your process or impacts the quality coming out of that part of the process, which affects your overall pulp quality. And even something as simple as shift changes. You know, paper mills frequently run 8-hour, 10-hour shifts, and those operators will leave, you know, so that the night shift can come in. And how they operate the process may be different than the operators that were before them. So all of this leads to a higher raw material cost, higher energy cost, higher chemical consumption. That's because mills are forced to run, you know, conservatively when you have a continuous process. It can give you inconsistent Kappa numbers, inconsistent brightness numbers. You'll have increased downtime and just, like I mentioned, those operational differences between shifts can really impact your overall quality. So mills are forced to operate with these safety margins on their KPIs, and that just inherently leads to increased costs and it can limit your production potential. Secondly, another challenge that mills face is poor measurement and control. And what we say is you can't control what you can't measure and you can't improve what you can't control. So, you know, we see a real lack of online measurement in paper mills these days. And what you have is lab technicians who run manual tests. So if you think about it, what they do is they'll walk out to the process. It may take them a few minutes to get out there. They're going to go manually collect a sample. depending on where in the mill they're taking that sample from, it may be a dangerous area. It may be hard to get to. It may take them some time to get that sample. It's going to take them some more time to get back to the lab. And they got to actually run that sample. It may take them an hour or two to actually get the results. And then they have to report it to the mill's quality system. So all of that takes time. It could be 2-3+ hours from when a lab technician takes a sample to when they actually report it, which is really just often too late for operators to make useful process changes. You know, those process changes that happen are too slow, and you're reacting to something that's already happened. So there's a real need for online process measurements in real time. And finally, I'd say a third challenge for pulp mills is just labor. So number one, mills struggle to retain talent. It's harder and harder to find young people to come into a manufacturing environment. The average age in the pulp and paper industry is over 50 years old. So there's a real loss of knowledge as some of these older operators retire and they don't have experienced, trained people to replace them. So, you know, when we have that loss of experience, you know, the best way to combat it is to automate your process. So we see a real need for automation from that perspective.
Excellent. Thank you for that comprehensive answer. I can tell that you've been in a few pulp mills because the pictures that you paint, I can see the guys running around to the lab and, you know, and running around the mill.
Yes. More than one or two pulp mills. So
yeah. Excellent. How does Andritz pulp and paper automation and digitization solutions help address these challenges?
Yes. So we can help in a number of different ways. So Andritz brings together repeatable and accurate online measurements and control. And so we're doing that. An example might be our PulpEye fiber property analyzer. This is an analyzer that can provide various different tests on your pulp, everything from kappa and brightness to fiber properties and shives. And it provides automatic, reliable, real-time measurements every 4 to 6 minutes. And it's working off of TAPI standard testing methods, so you can trust it. And it enables true 24/7 closed loop control when integrated with our advanced process controls. So that would be the second solution we have here is Andritz APCs or advanced process controls. And these are control strategies to help better control the papermaking process. An example of this might be our cooking APC, which is essentially an overall control strategy for your continuous cooking digester. So we take the measurements from the PulpEye, whether that be kappa or brightness or fiber properties, and we feed these measurements into our control strategy as an input. And this will allow you to dynamically manage your alkali to wood ratios, your residual alkalis, your temperature profiles and H factor throughout the digester. It can help you with managing your production rate and grade changes, and it can do it far more effectively than manual intervention by operators. So fewer operator touches leads to quality improvements and overall cost savings for the mill. We also offer Pulp on Target, which is a statistical modeling software. It helps us to use our inputs from the fiber property analyzer and from the process to basically make a statistical correlation and predict what your end properties are going to be of your final sheet of paper based on those fiber properties. And so this can be tests such as bulk, tear, tensile, and porosity. We can help predict all of these test results online on the front end so that you can identify that problem on the front end and not have to put a bunch of value-added work into it and then have off-grade. You know, you can identify those quality issues on the front end. And finally, we also offer various digester measurements, such as level controls and high-pressure feeder adjustments. For example, our smart chip level measurement stabilizes digester operations by ensuring a very accurate chip column level, and we can provide control of that level. And that is really a very critical factor in making sure that you have even quality coming off of your digester.
Excellent. It really does seem like you have transformed the whole process here. So as we say, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So what measurable results have Mills achieved with these solutions so far?
Yeah, overall, we've defined several specific measurable values for these solutions. I mean, we typically see a production increase of anywhere from 0.5% to 3%. We see cost reductions in terms of chemical savings, particularly in your bleach plant or O2 delignification or washing. And that's anywhere from 1% to 15% reductions in your chemical costs, which is quite significant. And, you know, the biggest benefit, I would say, is just quality loss reduction. I mean, we can improve the stability of your capo or improve the stability of your brightness, which leads to better overall quality. And these results are really both consistent and significant across the entire fiber line when we pair Andritz measurements and controls together. For example, in continuous cooking, with our continuous cooking APCs, customers have achieved benefits such as a 0.5% to 1% yield increase, which means more pulp from the same amount of wood, roughly a 35% improvement in your kappa stability. So that's a reduction in kappa variation, which means better overall pulp quality. And we see reduced costs in terms of chemical consumption and steam consumption on the digester. Using the chip level control and Andritz's APCs, we've seen a reduction of nearly 50% in digester chip level deviations, and the same goes for IV level variations. And we've seen, like I mentioned, close to a 35-40% reduction in blow line kappa variation. With regards to our washing advanced process controls, we have proven benefits, which include up to a 30% reduction in your washing soda loss. We've seen a dry solids improvement of about 1% going to the evaporators. So that's significant savings you can achieve in terms of steam reduction at your evaporators and just less chemical demand in the bleach plant. With our O2 delignification APC, customers have seen anywhere from a 7 to 15% increase in O2 delignification efficiency and lower chemical demands. And we've seen, again, anywhere from 20 to 50% reduction in kappa and brightness variability. And that goes along with the production increase of anywhere from, you know, 0% to 0.5%. And finally, with our Andritz bleaching APCs, you know, number one would be less off-grain. You're able to achieve your final brightness targets more often. You're able to have less variation in your final brightness targets, and that can be anywhere from 10 to 50%. We've seen bleaching chemical savings of anywhere from 7 to 15%. And again, production increases anywhere from 0.5% to 5%.
Wow, goodness gracious. That's one big pudding for eating. There's a lot. And I imagine that all of those percentages saved must add up. So could you actually give us any hard numbers, you know, actual savings in a mill? What does it add up to?
Absolutely. Well, these savings really depend on the production of your mill. You know, obviously 3% on a mill that's very large and producing a large amount of tons every year is going to be more. On smaller mills, you know, that 3% may be a little bit less. But I would say typically, you know, particularly here in the U.S., we see anywhere from $500,000 upwards of $2 million in savings annually with these Andritz solutions.
Wow, excellent. Those are serious numbers, serious numbers.
They are.
So, John, can you tell us how digital twins enhance cooking and Fiberline performance?
Yes. So Andritz digital twin is essentially a virtual plant model. And digital twins continuously compare real-time plant data with a validated process model. So what this does is it allows the system to detect deviations early and steer the process back towards those baseline or optimal conditions. The digital twins can be especially valuable during process disturbances, process upsets, grade changes, perhaps when you're going from a lower production rate to a higher production rate, you know, a ramp up period, and just in general, helping to maintain stability and avoid quality losses. And over time, you know, digital twins give us the ability to have new process insights, and it can support Mill's overall continuous improvement efforts rather than just a one-time optimization. It allows real time, it allows long-term change over time for improved process performance.
So how does this impact the operators and long-term Mill performance?
Yes, well, so this allows operators to move from reactive firefighting all the time to supervisory control and acting proactively. So fewer operator touches means manual interventions are reduced. We see shift-to-shift performance becomes more consistent, and knowledge is embedded in the system rather than relying solely on an operator's individual experience. From a business perspective, this means higher availability for your equipment, lower maintenance requirements, reduced emissions and water usage, and a clear path towards autonomous operations. And when paired with Andritz's lifecycle services, we can ensure that these gains are sustained or even improved over time.
Clearly something that makes a huge difference, clearly. Excellent, John. Fantastic. Can you just finish, perhaps, by giving us an overview of the sustainability benefits of this digitization?
Yes, so that is another good question. Here at Andritz, we are very focused on sustainability, and the paper industry in general has a real push for sustainability. So I would say the number one benefit to sustainability from these solutions by Andritz is just a reduction in your overall energy usage at the mill. I mean, anytime you can automate, it allows you the opportunity to save energy and make your process more efficient. You know, additionally, we're talking here about using less chemicals. Chemical inputs are a huge input to the pulp and paper industry. When you can automate and reduce your variability, you can use less chemicals in your mill.
Excellent, John. Thank you so much for a really interesting discussion.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me. And, you know, happy to provide a little bit of insight into the automation and digitalization solutions that Andritz provides.
Great. Thanks. This episode shows how automation and digitization are no longer optional in cooking and fiberline. They are essential for competitiveness. By combining advanced measurements and analyzers, advanced process controls, and digital twins, Andritz helps pulp producers stabilize their processes, increase yield, reduce costs, and unlock hidden production potential while moving towards autonomous, future-ready operations. If you'd like to learn how Andritz pulp and paper automation and digitization solutions can improve yield, stability, and sustainability in your cooking and fiberline, contact our experts to explore the right solution for your mill. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to stay updated on how Andritz automation is shaping the future of pulp and paper production. Until next time, goodbye.